start the recording and Madhuri, if you can go ahead with it. I'm sorry we cannot continue with the introduction.
Okay. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gadadas Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter Antya Leela, chapter 7 and text number 1 onwards. Hare Krishna, thank you Prabhuji. Then my humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving us very enlightening. This,
Hare Krishna.
Valuable time and association. So please forgive me and please enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komodaki Mataji. Thank you very much for kindly hosting this conference call. And my gratitude to Kirtida Sundari Mataji and Prithi Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity. So today we will be starting with Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 7, entitled The Meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabha Bhatt. So let us start with our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. The following summary of chapter 7 is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. In this chapter, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Vallabh Bhatta is described. There was some joking behavior between these two personalities. And finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected Vallabh Bhatta and sympathetically accepted an invitation from him. Before this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Vallabh Bhatta was greatly attached to Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, he acted as if displeased with Gadadhar Pandit. Later, when Vallabh Bhatta became intimately connected with the Lord advised him to take instructions from Gadadhar Pandit. Thus, the Lord expressed his feelings of love for Gadadhar Pandit. Text 1 of Chapter 7 of the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. Chaitanya Charanam Bhoja Makaranda Liho Bhaje येषां प्रसादमात्रेण पामरोपि अमरो भवेत्. Shrila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins his chapters in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with one Sanskrit verse which summarizes the mood and the essence of the entire chapter. This is so beautiful. Translation and purports by our most beloved founder Acharya. Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Shata Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation of text 1. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply by the causeless mercy of the devotees engaged in licking honey from his lotus feet, even a fallen soul becomes eternally liberated. Such a beautiful verse. Chaitanya Charanam Bhoja. Chaitanya is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Charana means his feet. And Ambu means water. And Ja means to take Janma, to be born. So one of the names of lotus, which takes birth in water, is Ambuja. Ambu means water. Ja means to take birth. So Ambuja is lotus. So Charanam Bhoja means lotus feet. Charan means feet, Ambuja means lotus. So Chaitanya Charanam Bhoja means the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Makaranda, Makaranda means honey. Makaranda, Liho. Liho means to lick. And Bhaje means I offer my obeisances to those devotees who are engaged in licking the honey from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because lotus has nectar inside, which the honeybees collect. So lotus is filled with honey, filled with nectar. And devotees are like the honeybees at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the effect of bhaje? What is the effect of offering obeisances to and serving the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are engaged in licking the honey from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? What is the effect of serving the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yesham prasada matrena, by the mercy of such devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pamaropi amaro bhavet. Even a very fallen person very sinful person will attain the highest destination of becoming eternally liberated in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a beautiful verse. This can be, like we say, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Our Vaishnava Pranam Mantra. This is also a Vaishnava Pranam Mantra for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, offering obeisances to all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are following in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charanam Bhoja Makaranda Liho Bhaje Yesham Prasada Matrena Pamaropi Amaro Bhave. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Shri Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Shri Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Text 3. Varshantare yata gaudera bhakta gana aila purvavata mahaprabhu sabare milila. Translation. The next year, Varsha Antare, the next year, all the devotees of Bengal went to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yata Gaudera Bhaktagana, all the Bengali Navadvip devotees, Bhaktagana, they came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As they had done previously, Purvavat. And the Lord met each and every one of them. Sabare Milila. The next year, all the devotees of Bengal went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as previously. The Lord met each and every one of them. So after offering the Mangalacharan prayers, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is beginning the description of this chapter. He says, like every year, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came to Jagannath Puri to have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being equally eager to meet his devotees, he met each and every one of them. Hare Krishna. So the devotees are eager to meet the Lord and the Lord is eager to meet his devotees. Text number 4. Ei mata vilas prabhur bhakta ganalaya hena kale vallabhatta mililasiya. Translation. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes with his devotees. Then a learned scholar named Vallabha Bhatta went to Jagannath Puri to meet the Lord. So at that time, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing pastimes with his devotees, a Brahman Vaishnav by the name Vallabha Bhatta came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Purport. For a description of Vallabha Bhatta, one may refer to Madhya Leela chapter 19, text 61. There, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, he explains that this particular great devotee who has come to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the name Vallabha Bhatta, he is Sripad Vallabhacharya, the prominent Acharya of the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, which is one of the four bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas, the Rudra Sampradaya. This is the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And the prominent acharya of this very great sampradaya is Srila Vallabhacharya. And Vallabhacharya is none other than Vallabha Bhatta. Sripad Vallabhacharya, Srila Prabhupada describes in that purport, he had good association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he had a lot of affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, Sri Vallabha Bhatta became Sripad Vallabhacharya, a very great acharya of the Pushti Marg, the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. And Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport that this Vallabhacharya Sampradaya is very, very prominent in the Vrindavan area, especially the Govardhan area, and also in Bombay, and of course in Gujarat. And these devotees of the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, they are worshippers of Krishna. They specifically worship Laddu Gopal, and their mantra is Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Very beautiful mantra. Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. That is the mantra that they chant. Just like we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The followers of Shripad Ramanujacharya, Shri Sampradaya, they may chant, Om Namo Narayanaya. That is their mantra. And the followers of Kumar Sampradaya, Shripad Nimbarkacharya, they chant, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shama, Radhe Shama, Shama Shama, Radhe Radhe. So these four bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas, which are mentioned in our Shastra, they have their own mantras. And Shripad Vallabhacharya, he is in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and they have this very beautiful mantra. And Srila Prabhupada so sweetly mentions the name of the current leader, religious leader of the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya in Bombay. And there Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that he is very sympathetic to our movement, and he considers our European and American and you know Western devotees as authentic Vaishnavas. They accept, and they're very encouraging to all of us. So Srila Prabhupada glorifies Srila Vallabhacharya, and he glorifies the current leaders of the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, the Pushti Marg. So this is very beautiful to see such loving exchanges between the acharyas of the different bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas. This is how we should be. We should have appreciation and respect for all the bona fide Vaishnavas, even outside ISKCON, even outside the Gaudiya Sampradaya. All the bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas, we must respect. Srila Prabhupada is teaching us from this purport of text 61, chapter 19, Madhya Leela. Text number 5. Asiya Vandila Bhatta Prabhura Charane Prabhu Bhagavata Buddhe Kaila Langane Alingane. Translation. When Vallabhat arrived, he offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Accepting him as a great devotee, the Lord embraced him. So see, here is the proof that Shripad Vallabhacharya, Shri Vallabhatta, is a great devotee. He is Mahabhagwat. Here it is mentioned clearly. Asiya Vandila Bhatta Prabhura Charane. As soon as Vallabhatta came, Vandila Prabhura Charane. He glorified the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He offered obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Bhagavata Buddhe Kaila Alingane. Bhagavata Buddhe, knowing him to be a Mahabhagwat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kaila Alingane. He embraced Vallabhat. So in the reason I'm mentioning all this, my dear friends, is because like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in the summary of this chapter, there are going to be some joking exchanges between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shripad Vallabhacharya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may appear to be correcting Sri Vallabhat, Shripad Vallabhacharya. But we should not think that Sri Vallabhacharya made a mistake or he is at fault, because he is being corrected. Not at all. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has clearly mentioned in his Amrit Pravaha Bhashya, his commentary on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, when he summarizes this chapter, he says they were joking exchanges. Because Shri Krishna Chaitanya Priya Bhakta Dware Annera Shiksha Karai Eita Prakare. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses his very dear devotees to teach us valuable lessons. So Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to teach us a very valuable lesson in humility. how we should not be proud of our learning. And he's going to use his very dear devotee to teach us that message, to teach us that lesson. So we should never think that Sri Vallabh Bhatt or Sripad Vallabhacharya was at fault or he made any mistakes. We should never think like that. So here it is clearly mentioned by Kaviraj Goswami that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Vallabh Bhatt as a Mahabhagwat, as a pure devotee. So please remember this as you continue your study of this chapter, because this chapter is very interesting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will correct. He appears to correct Sri Vallabh Bhatt. But if we read Kavi Karana Pur's Gaura Ganodesha Dipika, in that authorized book, Kavi Karana Pur mentions who is who, Gaurlila and Krishna Lila. A personality in Krishna Lila comes in what form in Gaurlila? All that is mentioned. So you'll be very much happy to note, my dear friends, that this Vallabh Bhatta, Sripad Vallabhacharya of the Pushtimarg Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, is an incarnation of our Shukdev Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. This Vallabh Bhatt is Shukdev Goswami here. He is the personal parrot of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani appears as Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, we see in this chapter that Sri Vallabh Bhatt, who is Shukdev Goswami, has special affinity for Gadadhar Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani. And later on, he will take initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. And Mahaprabhu is just joking with him, having a joking exchange with him when he appears to be correcting him. So, very, very sweet chapter. Text 6. Manyakari prabhutare nikate vasaila vinayakariya bhatta kahite lagila. Translation. With great respect, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seated Vallabha Bhatta near him. Then Vallabha Bhatta very humbly began to speak. Just see how much respect Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Sri Vallabha Bhatta. He is Shukdev Goswami. So he very with great respect and affection to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him to come and sit next to him. And then with great reverence, great respect, Sri Vallabh Bhatt begins speaking. Text number 7. Bahudina manoratha toma dekhi bare jagannath purna kaila dekhilu tomare. This 7th verse is the last verse for today's discussion, my dear friends. So we are going to focus on this verse. Bahudina manoratha toma dekhi bare jagannath purna kaila dekhilu tomare. Bahudina, for a long time. Manoratha, my desire. Toma dekhi bare, to see you. Jagannath purna kaila. Lord Jagannath has fulfilled this manoratha, this desire of mine of seeing you, O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dekhilu tomare. Now I have seen you. So Vallabh Bhatt is saying, for a long time, I have desired to see you, my Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Lord Jagannath has fulfilled this desire. Therefore, I am seeing you. Hare Krishna. Such a sweet verse. So here, Sripad Vallabhacharya is saying that I have had a desire to see you, my dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for a long time, Bahudina. And finally now, by the mercy of Lord Jagannath, I have come to Jagannath Puri and I am actually seeing you. It's a great fortune. So this, my dear friends, will be the theme for today's discussion. The desire of a devotee to see the Lord. The desire of a devotee to see the Lord. Bahudina manoratha toma dekhi bare. This is the topic of discussion today. Bahudina manoratha toma dekhi bare. A devotee wants to see the Lord. A devotee wants to have the darshan of the Lord. This, my dear friends, is a recurring theme throughout our scriptures. It's a recurring theme. the sages in the forest of Dandakaranya in Treta Yuga, they were performing so many austerities. They were performing so much, so many sacrifices they were doing, Yajna Karma. Why? Because Krishna Darshana Lalasa. Because they had the desire to have darshan of Lord Krishna, of Lord Ramchandra. And one of the reasons why Lord Ramchandra induced Mother Kaikeyi to ask for those two benedictions was because Lord Ramchandra wanted to fulfill the desires of these sadhus to have his darshan. There were many reasons. One reason was he wanted to fulfill the purpose of the devatas, the demigods in the heavenly planets, because they wanted Ravan and Kumbhakaran to be killed. So for that reason, Lord Ramchandra wanted to go to the forest so he could battle with Kumbhakaran and Ravan. But one reason also was his sweet reciprocation with the sadhus living in the forest, who for many years had been doing sacrifices to have darshan of Lord Ram. There was also Mother Shabri waiting at Pampa Sarovar to have darshan of Ram and Lakshman, because her Gurudev, Matanga Rishi, had told that the Lord will come, you just wait here. Matanga Rishi himself, along with all his disciples, he went back to Vaikuntha, leaving behind only one disciple, Shabri. So Lord Ramchandra knew that Shabri is waiting. So in this way, the Lord fulfills the desires of his devotees to see him. In Krishna Leela, the entire Gopi Geet, which is considered to be the highest prayer in our Vedic literature. If someone asks you, what is the highest prayer? There are prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the highest prayer? It is the Gopi Geet. It is considered to be more nectarian, more profound, having even more spiritual depth than the Venu Geet, than the Yugal Geet, than the Viraha Geet. Of all, there are many Geetas in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is Aila Geet, there is Uddhav Geet, there is the song of Lord Shiva, Rudra Geet. But the highest is the Gopi Geet. The Geet, the song of the Gopis. And this entire Gopi Geet was sung with only one desire. Krishna Darshana Lalasa. They wanted to have darshan of Krishna. Bahudina Manoratha Toma Dekhi Bare. They just wanted to see Krishna. A devotee wants to have darshan of Krishna. Krishna Darshana Lalasa. The Gopi Geet was the butter that was freshly churned from the yogurt-like hearts of the gopis, and the churning rod was separation from Krishna. When Krishna disappeared from the Rasasthali, that separation was like a churning rod, vigorously churning the yogurt-like soft heart of the gopis. And even softer essence of that yogurt, makhan, the butter that came out, that was churned out, is the Gopi Geet. There are 19 verses in chapter number 31 of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. According to our acharyas, this is the highest prayer in the Vedic literature. And the stimulus for this prayer is the desire to be in the presence of the Lord, the desire to see the Lord. So every devotee must pray for this desire, to develop a desire, to have this longing to see Krishna. When we go to the temple and we take darshan of the Lord, we are directly in the presence of Radha and Krishna. This feeling should be there. On WhatsApp, in our temple group, every day when the darshan is shared of their lordships, we should take darshan with this mood that I am directly in the presence of my Lord. This is Radha Madan Mohan. This is Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan. These are the same Gauranitai deities in whose presence Srila Prabhupada in 1975, he wept tears of love singing Parama Karuna Pahudui Jananitai Gaurachandra. So this Krishna Darshana Lalasa has to be cultivated. We have to pray for it because all great devotees have had this. And I would like to conclude today's discussion by telling you one true story that happened in Maharashtra a few centuries ago. You see, there are three things to consider: Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So certain stories, they may not be present in the Shastras, in the revealed scriptures like Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam or the Vishnu Puran or Ramayana, Mahabharata. These stories may not be mentioned because they happened later after these Shastras were compiled. But they are not of less importance because it is Sadhu Vakya. It is Guru Vakya. Because we have heard these pastimes of the Lord and his devotees from the lotus mouth of our Gurugan, we accept them as good as Shastra. So it is not just Shastra, but it is Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Because Guru and Sadhu, they are always speaking on the basis of Shastra. So if a story is in line with the Siddhanta that Shastra is giving, and that story is authorized and told to us by our Gurugan, we should accept it as Praman. We should accept that story in our heart. We should hear with an open heart. We should hear with faith. If we hear with faith such stories which are told by our Gurugan, our hearts will melt. Our hearts will become soft. And we will derive great inspiration. We will derive great inspiration. So this story that I'm about to tell you, it exemplifies Krishna Darshana Lalasa, the sincere and intense desire of a sadhak, of a devotee, to have darshan of Krishna. And this story happened in Maharashtra a few centuries ago in a village called Karad. On the bank of the holy river Krishna, on the banks of Krishna River, there is a village in Maharashtra called Karad. And few centuries ago, in that village, there was a Brahman family. There was a Brahman, his wife, and they had a young son. And this son was just married. And his bride was called Sakhubai. This is the story of Sakhubai, my dear friends. Please hear with faith. Sakhubai came from a very pious Varkari family. They are devotees of Lord Vitthal. We are talking about Vallabh Bhatta. Vallabh Bhatta, Shripad Vallabhacharya, he had two sons, Gopinath and Vitthal Dev. And Vitthal Dev was a very good friend of Shripad Rupa Goswami. So this Sakhubai was a devotee of Lord Vitthal, Vitthal Rukmini. They are the forms of Rukmini and Krishna, Rukmini and Dwarkadish, in a village called Pandharpur in Maharashtra. Vitthal Rukmini. So Sakhubai was a devotee of Vitthal Rukmini. And from her childhood, she had a lot of association with saintly people. There have been many saints in Maharashtra, like Sant Tukaram Maharaj, for example. So she had association of many Vaishnavas. From her childhood, she had served in her house, in the house of her parents. She had served many sadhus, many devotees growing up. And she had heard Harikatha from them. And she had given her heart to Lord Vitthal. Her relationship with Vitthal and Rukmini was very deep. She considered Vitthal Rukmini as her all in all. Vitthal is my master and I am his maid servant. She had a very sweet relationship with Vitthal. And all day long, she would keep chanting the Varkari mantra. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari, Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari, Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari, Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari. She would keep chanting the name of Krishna, Ram, Hari, Vitthal. And when she came of age, she was married in this Brahmin family of Karad. So she lived in a house with her young husband. She was herself very beautiful, very young. And her husband and the husband's parents, which means Sakhubai's mother-in-law and father-in-law. But my dear friends, just like sometimes a very beautiful, very innocent, very holy, very pure cow. A cow may fall in the clutches of a butcher, kasai. Just like an innocent cow may fall in the clutches of a butcher, poor little Sakhubai was in the clutches of her husband and her in-laws. Because her husband, her father-in-law and mother-in-law, all three of them, they were alike. And they were very cruel to her. They considered her to be their slave. They would abuse her. They would cuss at her. They would criticize her. They would chastise her. They would blame her for everything. Poor little Sakhubai. She was brought up with so much love and care by her parents. And now she is in the house of her in-laws. And she is being ill-treated. She would wake up very early. And she would go to the Krishna River to fetch water. Then she would heat that water so that her father-in-law, mother-in-law and husband could have hot water for their bath. Then she would cook for them. Then she would serve them. Then she would wash the utensils. Then she would wash the clothes of her father-in-law. Then she would wash the clothes of her mother-in-law. Then she would wash the clothes of her husband. And then whatever was left in the kitchen, those scraps of food, she would eat. And while eating, her mother-in-law and father-in-law and husband would chastise her. You are useless. You cannot do this thing properly. You cannot cook properly. Although she was a very good cook. She was very expert. Sakhubai was very expert in everything she did. But they just liked to criticize her. It was their nature. A mind that is infected with false ego takes a perverted pleasure in putting others down. It feels good to a diseased mind. It feels very good to put others down. It makes us feel very important. So they would criticize her. But Sakhubai would never give up Harinam. While cooking, while fetching the water, while offering food in her own heart, in her own mind, offering food to Vitthal, while serving her husband and his family, while being beaten, while being abused, while cleaning the house, sweeping the house, mopping the house, while doing her household chores, she would constantly in her mouth, she would constantly be chanting Harinam. She never gave up Harinam. And in her heart, she would offer gratitude to Lord Vitthal. One day she told Lord Vitthal, thank you for giving me such an abusive husband. Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving me abusive mother-in-law and father-in-law. Because if my father-in-law loved me, if my mother-in-law loved me, if my husband loved me, I would not be able to call out to you with such feelings. My dear Vitthal, you have many devotees, but I only have you. So thank you. Thank you for all these apparent trials and tribulations. They help me call out to you with greater feeling. The same mood as Kunti Devi. In this way, my dear friends, she continued. One day, a neighborhood girl who was of the same age as Sakhubai, she came to Sakhubai and said, Sakhubai, I constantly hear bad words from your house. I constantly hear your husband and your in-laws shouting and screaming at you. Why don't you retaliate? Why don't you call your mother and father from your own home, from your own village? Send a message to them and retaliate. Speak up for yourself. But Sakhubai never retaliated. She never spoke back to her husband or to her in-laws. And she told this neighborhood lady. The lady asked, Sakhubai, don't you have your own family, your mother, your father? And Sakhubai said, what should I tell you? Of course I have my own family. My masters are Vitthal and Rukmini, and they live in a village called Pandharpur. And I have a great desire to be with them, to meet them, to see them, to have their darshan. But Vitthal and Rukmini have a very big family. They have a very big family. They have a very big house in Pandharpur. Therefore, they don't get time to visit me. Therefore, they don't get time so much to reciprocate with me. But actually, they love me a lot. I can feel their love. They cannot come here, but someday I want to go and meet Vitthal and Rukmini. So in this way, she told the neighbor that her real family was Vitthal and Rukmini and the devotees of Vitthal and Rukmini. Time went by, my dear friends, and the ill treatment continued. Such difficulties come in the life of very great devotees. The greater the caliber of the devotee, the more difficult the test Krishna will put the devotee through. And Sakhubai was certainly a very great devotee. Therefore, the tests that she had to go through were also beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension. We cannot imagine how much she was ill-treated. After working all day in the house, at night her husband would tell her, now massage my feet. And until he went off to sleep, she had to massage him. It was a very, very, very painful life. And then, one day, Sakhubai went to fill water from the Krishna River early in the morning. And she saw a big crowd of devotees. All of them were wearing Tulsi mala around their necks. All of them had the Vaishnava Tilak. And in their mouths, everyone was chanting the names of Krishna. Hari, Ram. Some of them were carrying Tulsi plants in pots on their head. And they were all going. Sakhubai asked them, where are all of you going? The Vaishnavas, the pilgrims told Sakhubai, oh Sakhubai, don't you know? Ashadi Ekadashi is coming. We are going to Pandharpur to have darshan of Vitthal Rukmini. Why don't you also come? There are many people from your village who are coming, please come with us. So every day, hundreds and thousands of people come to Pandharpur on Ashadi Ekadashi in the month of June. And there, our beloved Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj, he has built Prabhupad Ghat on the Chandrabhaga River. And there is a very nice ISKCON Pandharpur temple also there. So she wanted to go with these hundreds and thousands of Vaishnavas, because at home she had no association of devotees. And now suddenly she's seeing devotees doing kirtan. They have got kartals, they have got mridangas. They are dancing in Harinam Sankirtan, and they are going to see Vitthal and Rukmini. Sakubai really, really, really wanted to see Krishna. Krishna Darshana Lalasa. And she was completely overwhelmed. She could not think. She forgot that she has come to fill water. She started chanting Harinam. She started dancing in Harinam Sankirtan, and she started following those devotees. But there are always people who are envious of devotees. They will try to find a little fault in a devotee and they will criticize. We see it so much in the comments on the internet nowadays. People like to criticize devotees. So some devotees were envious. They saw some villagers. They saw that, oh, our Sakubai, she has joined this group of Varkaris who are on their way to Pandharpur for Ashadi Ekadashi. Let us go and inform her father-in-law. So they go running and they tell the father-in-law and mother-in-law, where is your daughter-in-law? You don't keep an eye on her. She is running away from home. She is running away with those pilgrims. Go before it is too late. Catch her and bring her. So Sakubai's in-laws, they quickly called out to their son. And all three of them, they ran towards the pilgrims who were on their way to Pandharpur. And it was a ecstatic kirtan going on. Everybody was in bliss. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari. Jai Jai Ram Krishna Hari. With full enthusiasm, they are going to Pandharpur. And Sakubai was in bliss, surrounded by devotees. No one to criticize her. No one to yell at her. No one to slap her. No one to punish her. She is going to meet her Lord, Krishna Darshana Lalasa. She was so ecstatic. She was dancing. And suddenly, the mother-in-law came and yanked her by the hair and pulled her out from the crowd and started yelling at her. You're running away, you irresponsible lady. You are a blot on our family. You don't deserve to be married in our family. Part, part, part. Started beating Sakubai. The father-in-law also gave her good, and the husband also gave her good in public. And they dragged her home. And they said, you dare to leave your home and run away like this without permission? We are going to punish you now. These pilgrims are going to be gone for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, we are going to tie you up to this pillar in the house. We are going to tie you up to this pillar, and no food and no water for you. And they brought Sakubai to the pillar and they tied her up to that pillar. They locked the room and they sat outside. In the meantime, all these pilgrims are going to Pandharpur, and Vitthal and Rukmini are very excited to see their devotees who are going to come for the Ashadi Ekadashi festival. And Rukmini is looking at her husband, Lord Vitthal Dev. He's so eager, so enthusiastic to see his devotees who are going to come in just a few days. But when Mother Rukmini and Rukmini Devi looks at Vitthal Dev, she notices that Vitthal Dev is very, very worried. Lord Vitthal is in great anxiety. So Rukmini Devi smiles and she tells her Lord, my dear Panduranga, my dear Lord Vitthal, simply by remembering you, all anxieties are destroyed. You are Vaikunthanath. You are the Lord of Vaikuntha, that place where there is no Kuntha, there is no anxiety. But today I see that Vaikunthanath, the Lord of the abode where there is no anxiety, he is in great anxiety. And my Lord, I know your heart. you become anxious only when your devotees are in distress. I am sure one of your devotees is in distress. Please tell me the secret. Why are you in anxiety? So Lord Vitthal, he replies to Rukmini Devi that yes, Priya, yes, my dear Rukmini, you're right. I am sad and I am in great anxiety because of my devotee. She lives in a village called Karad. Her name is Sakhubai. And for my sake, how much she has to suffer, how much beating she has to undergo. She has to listen to such verbal abuse, such punishments she has to endure for my sake, because she is my devotee. But she never complains. I cannot tell you the details of my plan, but my dear Rukmini, O Priye, you will have to bear some separation from me. Give me few days. Let me go to Karad and fix this problem. I have to help my devotee. Rukmini Devi said, I will also come with you. Lord Vitthal said, no, you wait here. This is my Leela. You wait here. I will come back in just a few days. Saying this, Lord Vitthal goes to Karad. In a moment, he is in the room where Sakhubai has been tied up. But he doesn't appear to her in the form of Sakhubai. He appears to her as a very beautiful young girl, the same age as Sakhubai. And he tells Sakhubai, oh Sakhu, I heard that you have a desire to go to Pandharpur. Is that true? You want to see Vitthal and Rukmini? You want to see Vitthal and Rukmini? And Sakhubai is very morose. She has been tied and she is standing tied to that pillar. And suddenly she hears these sweet words. She is only used to hearing bad words and abuses and chastisement and harsh speech. She looks around. Who is speaking these sweet words? Are you speaking to me? And Vitthal, who is in the form of a sakhi, form of a young girl, he tells Sakhubai, yes, Sakhubai, it's me speaking to you. I am your friend. You don't remember me, but I have been your friend since your childhood. The sakhi says to Sakhubai, I am your friend since childhood. You may not remember me, but I remember you. Do you want to go to Pandharpur? She says, yes, I want to go to Pandharpur. I want to see my Vitthal Rukmini. But I have been tied up, so I cannot go. I am not so fortunate. So the sakhi says, oh Sakhubai, don't worry. I am untying you. And she unties Sakhubai and says, you go. You go to Pandharpur with those pilgrims. Nobody will stop you. She said, no, but my in-laws are there. My husband is there. They will see me. They will beat me even more. They may kill me if they see that I am going. She says, no, don't worry. They are all sleeping. They are all sleeping. Nobody will see you. You just open the door and go. The pilgrims are still there. Join the party of the Varkaris and go to Pandharpur. Don't worry about anything. You will be protected. But what about the household? Who will cook for my family? Who will wash their clothes? Who will sweep and mop the house? Who will wash the vessels? Who will massage my husband's feet? The sakhi says, you don't worry. It's only a matter of 2 weeks. You go for this yatra, take darshan of Vitthal and Rukmini to your heart's content, and then you come back. Till you come back, I will manage everything. You don't worry. You go, 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 go. And she literally forces Sakhubai to leave. Sakhubai comes out of the house. Part of her heart wants to go, but she's also feeling anxiety. What will happen at home? And she comes out and she sees right in front of her house, the whole yatra is going. All the pilgrims are going. She again goes into ecstasy. She joins the party, and while doing kirtan and singing and dancing, she proceeds towards Pandharpur from Karad. And in the house, our Vitthal Dev, who has taken the form of a sakhi, he ties himself up to that pillar and he takes the form of Sakhubai. Lord Vitthal takes the form of Sakhubai. And our Sakhubai goes for the Pandharpur Yatra. Every now and then, the husband and the in-laws, they come and pah, pah, while going and coming, they're slapping Sakhubai. He wanted to run away. Pah. You wanted to leave us and go without tearing us apart. They were slapping her, they were abusing her, chastising her. And our poor Lord Vitthal, he is tolerating all this for the sake of Sakubai. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadyante tamstatha eva bhajamyaham manuvartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasha. As you approach me, I reciprocate accordingly. Lord Krishna says, this is pratigya. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tamstatha eva bhajamyaham. So if Sakubai could get tied up, could get beaten up and abused for the sake of Lord Vitthal, then Lord Vitthal can also endure that for the sake of his devotee. This is the promise of Krishna. He's so merciful. We cannot imagine how merciful Krishna is. He's so merciful. We cannot even, words cannot explain, words cannot do justice. So merciful. Krishna is so merciful. He's so kind. He loves his devotees. He's Bhakta Vatsal. He's enduring all this for the family. After undergoing many days of punishment, one fine day, the husband begins to miss Sakubai's cooking because now the mother-in-law has to cook. His mother has to cook. So he says to her, and also he is worried that without food and water she will die. And the husband thinks, if Sakubai dies, I will not get another wife because I am infamous in the whole village of Karad as a very abusive husband, as a very strict husband. So I will not get another wife. So I better make sure that Sakubai doesn't die. My wife doesn't die. So he goes to her and speaks sweetly. Oh, Sakubai, what to do? My parents wanted to punish you. So I had to go along with their punishment. But I'm going to untie you. Why don't you cook something? Why don't you cook for all of us now? So he unties Sakubai. Now Sakubai is actually Lord Vitthal. So the husband unties Sakubai, gives her some water to drink. So she will be revived. And says, okay, now you go and you cook for us. So now Lord Vitthal, who is used to his Mangalarti and Raj Bhog offerings and Shayan Bhog offerings and so many beautiful opulent offerings, now is getting no offerings, no arti, no food, no water for so many days. And now he's told to cook. That Lord Vitthal for whom Mother Rukmini cooks. There are 16,108 wives to cook. There are so many servants to cook. That Lord Vitthal now has to cook for the family of his devotee, for the family of Sakubai. So Lord Vitthal goes, he goes to the chula, he's blowing on the fire and creates a fire and starts cooking. Lord Vitthal is cooking in the kitchen of Sakubai, as Sakubai, in the form of Sakubai. And he cooks nice rice, chapati, dal, sabji. Varan bhat bhaji puri, we say in Marathi, cooks a typical Maharashtrian meal and serves it to the in-laws and to her husband. And they sit and they eat food cooked by Sakubai, but actually it is food cooked by Lord Krishna. As soon as they eat, they get romance. They feel a surge of ecstasy. Oh, we have never tasted such food. Sakubai, we are so sorry to have tied you to that pillar. We didn't know what real food tastes like until we are again tasting your food after so many days. This is nectar. Ooh, can I have some more? Ooh, they are eating and enjoying, relishing. And at the same time, they were getting purified. Naturally, if you are going to eat food cooked by Krishna, it is going to have a divine effect. Food touched by Krishna. With any of his indriya, any of his senses, he can accept the offering. Just by looking at it, he can. This is cooked by Krishna. This is not different from Krishna. They were eating and they were getting purified. Suddenly their hearts were melting and the mother-in-law said, oh Sakubai, oh, you're so innocent. You're my daughter. I'm sorry if I have spoken harshly to you. The father-in-law says, oh Sakubai, you are also like my daughter, beta. Please don't mind if your old father, out of old age, out of dementia, sometimes says something. Don't mind, beta. Can I have one more chapati? Can I have little sabji, please? Yeah. And that laddu also. In this way, they were eating and they were glorifying Sakubai. And the husband also was saying that, oh, this is nectar. You're licking his fingers. Ooh, this is amazing. And he was glorifying her. You are the best cook in the world. I am the most fortunate husband to get a wife like you. They were all glorifying Sakubai. And from that day on, Sakubai started serving all of them. She was cooking. She was washing the vessels. She was sweeping the house, mopping the floor, going to the river to fetch water, doing everything. And on top of that, at night, was massaging the feet of her husband also, Sakubai, who is Lord Krishna. And in the meantime, our Sakubai goes to Pandharpur. She goes to Pandharpur continuously doing Harinam Sankirtan. After going there, Sakubai takes a bath in the Chandrabhaga River. And then she puts on Vaishnava Tilak and everything. And she goes to the temple of Lord Vitthal, Krishna Darshan Lalasa, to take darshan of Krishna. Can you imagine the anticipation that Sakubai was feeling after waiting for years, after undergoing torture for years, and after walking barefoot for so many days? Finally, she is in Pandharpur, and now she is in front of her beloved Lord. With so much love, she is gazing at Vitthal Rukmini. She notices the beautiful lotus feet of Vitthal Dev, with many tulsi leaves and tulsi manjaris at the feet. She notices the pitambar vastra, the beautiful yellow garment of Vitthal. She notices a tulsi garland and a garland of fragrant flowers on the chest of Lord Vitthal. She notices his shark-shaped earrings. She notices his beautiful lotus eyes, the sweet smile on his face. She's mesmerized. All her desires are fulfilled taking darshan of Lord Vitthal. And right there and then, through her eyes, she takes the form of Vitthal Rukmini into her heart. Through her eyes, by gazing at them, she takes their beautiful form of Vitthal Rukmini in her heart. And in her heart, in the mood of their maid servant, she embraces their lotus feet. And she makes a promise. She takes a vow. As long as there is prana in this body, as long as there is life in this body, I will not leave this holy abode of Pandharpur. I will not leave this Bhuvaikuntha Pandharpur. I will not leave. I will live and die here. I will not leave. I will not go back home. Ami gharina jaibo, vane praveshibo. I'm going to stay here in Pandharpur. I'm going to stay here with my Vitthal Rukmini. I will not leave this place as long as there is life in my body. And then all the pilgrims come and there's a tumultuous kirtan in the temple. And Rukmini Devi, while looking at the beautiful form of Vitthal Rukmini, she's enthusiastically participating in the kirtan with her melodious voice. She's singing the holy names of Krishna and dancing. And in great swoon of ecstasy, she suddenly faints. And she is feeling such a surge of Krishna Prem that she is not able to maintain her life air in her body. And her life air just quits, just leaves. And she drops dead right there in the temple of Lord Vitthal. Her life air leaves her body in ecstasy. This is what happens, my dear friends. To experience the ninth stage of bhakti, which is Krishna Prem, is very, very difficult for this body, for the human body, to endure. Therefore, a devotee goes through many trials and tribulations, like Sakubai, like Kunti Devi, like Mirabai, like Haridas Thakur. They go through many, many trials and tribulations because these trials and tribulations make the heart strong. And only with a strong heart, we can receive Krishna Prem in the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, it's there. But to experience that Krishna Prem, we need some spiritual strength. That's why it is said that sometimes when devotees, they illegally hide in Seva Kunj to see the Ras Lila that takes place at night. They many times, it is said that they are finished. Why? Because they have not prepared their hearts to receive the direct darshan of Radha and Krishna. So when Sakhubai saw, she was not seeing the murti that we see. She was not seeing the murti of Vitthal and Rukmini. She was seeing Sakshad Krishna and Rukmini. Sakshad Radha and Krishna. And with that darshan, she attained Krishna Prem and just left her body. Now there were some villagers from Karad, from the same village, who had joined the party, and they recognized, they knew that Sakhubai is also one of the pilgrims. And they saw how she was doing kirtan, and in the middle of the kirtan, she just left her body. So they felt very sorry. Oh, young girl, you know, but very auspicious departure. She died in the temple of Vitthal while doing Nam Sankirtan. Very good, very good. We will do her Antyeshti Kriya. So because they were villagers, they were like the uncles and aunties of Sakhubai, they cremated her. They did the last rites and they cremated Sakhubai in Pandharpur. In the meantime, Rukmini Devi on the altar of the temple in Pandharpur, she is waiting for Lord Vitthal. Where is he? He has not come back yet. So she meditates, and in her meditation, she understands everything that has happened. She said, oh, my Vitthal Dev has taken the form of his devotee. He's become Sakhubai and he's serving that family in Karad. Whereas the devotee herself comes here and in great ecstasy, she has left her body. She has left her body. Her body had become so frail from years and years of austerities and hard life. She just left her body. Ho, ho, ho. Now, who will rescue my Lord, Lord Vitthal, who is in the role of Sakhubai? I have to do something. So Rukmini comes to the place where Sakhubai was cremated. And now only ashes are left. Just by glancing at those ashes, Srimati Rukmini takes Sakhubai back to life. Now, of course, the body is burnt, so she gifts her a new body, exactly like her old body. And Sakhubai is revived. The soul comes back and Sakhubai is revived. And she sees Rukmini Devi. She offers obeisances. And Rukmini Devi blesses her, says, listen, Sakhubai, you are our very dear devotee. And for your sake, your worshipable Lord and my worshipable master, Lord Vitthal, he is living in your house, taking care of everything. That Sakhi who came to you in that room and who untied you from the pillar is actually Lord Vitthal. Now please go. Please go and take over your roles and responsibilities there in your house like before, so that Vitthal Dev can come back to Pandharpur. And we bless you that you will have Krishna Prem. You will become a Premi Bhakta. You have pure devotional service from today. I bless you. Rukmini Devi blesses Sakhubai. Sakhubai offers her obeisances to Rukmini Devi with tears of love in her eyes and with heart filled with gratitude and Krishna Prem. She bows down to Rukmini Devi and hurries back home with the pilgrim. The pilgrims are returning now after the Yatra. So she joins and she comes back. She comes back, but nobody is able to see her. Nobody is able to recognize her. They all think that she has died. But she is with them. She's walking with them. She comes back. She comes back to Karad. When she enters Karad, along with all the other pilgrims, Lord Vitthal, who is in the form of Sakhubai in the house, he understands that Sakhubai has come back. He says, oh, now she will come and it will be a problem. So Sakhubai, means Lord Vitthal, he tells the in-laws and the husband, I will just go to the river and fill some water and come. On that pretext, she leaves the home with a pot. And on the way, Lord Vitthal, who is Sakhubai, meets real Sakhubai. And now he takes the form of the Sakhi who had appeared in the room as a friend of Sakhubai. Sakhubai is so happy to meet her friend. And by the Leela Shakti of Krishna, she also forgets for the time being that he is Lord Vitthal. And again, she thinks that, oh, this is my friend who rescued me, who allowed me to go for the Yatra. She profusely thanks her. Oh, Sakhi, thank you so much. Because of you, I was able to go for this Yatra. It was an unbelievable experience. I had such a spiritually uplifting time with all the devotees taking darshan of Vitthal Rukmini. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much. All my desires are fulfilled. So the friend says, okay, take this pot, fill with some water and go home and carry on with your duties. No problem. Everything is okay. Don't worry. And then saying this, the Sakhi disappears. And Sakubai fills water and goes home business as usual, as if nothing happened. She goes and starts carrying on her work. But after a few hours, the Brahmins from the village who had done the Antyeshti Kriya of Sakubai, who had cremated Sakubai in Pandharpur, they come to give the news to Sakubai's family that, oh, your daughter-in-law is dead. So they come, tuck, 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 they knock on the door. Sakubai's in-laws open the door. The husband is also there. And the Brahmin from their village appears very sad. He says, I have to give you some bad news. In Pandharpur, on the day of Ashadi Ekadashi, in the temple of Lord Vitthal, unfortunately, during Harinam Sankirtan, your daughter-in-law Sakubai, she just had Avesh and she went into ecstasy and she just died. So, you know, the last rites had to be done. None of you were present. So as village elders, we did the last rites. I just wanted to give you the bad news that your daughter-in-law died and we had to cremate her in Pandharpur. The father-in-law says, have you taken bhang? Have you taken some intoxicants? What are you saying? Our daughter-in-law never went to Pandharpur. She's inside. And he calls out, Sakhu! And she says, oh, Ale, coming. And she comes out. And the Brahmins see that, oh, Sakubai is right here in the house. He says, no, no, this is not possible. This is not possible. I gave you Agni with my own hands. You are dead. You have died. And the husband says, what are you saying? She has been here all the while. Actually, we had tied her up. We had tied her to the pillar. So there is no way she could have escaped. She has been here only. So the villagers are scratching their head. They said, no, we are telling you. This must be like some bhoot or somebody. She died. Sakubai was with us. She died and we cremated her. And the villagers go saying this. Then the husband and the in-laws, they sit down with Sakubai and they tell us, oh, dear Sakubai, can you please tell us what the truth is? So Sakubai says, yes, what they are saying is true. And she tells the whole story. She said, I had gone and I went, I had darshan, I died. I felt as if I was just sleeping, but they say I had died and then they had cremated me also. But then I was brought back to life and then I came back here. So the husband says, but then who was here all the 2 weeks? Who was here in the house as Sakubai? So then Sakubai reveals. Now she remembers everything. What Rukmini Devi had told her by the Leela Shakti, it comes back. And she says, actually, it was Lord Vitthal who had taken my form and was serving you for 15 days so that I could go on the yatra and I could take his darshan there in Pandharpur. Now already by eating Krishna Prasad, their hearts had become very soft and they had started appreciating Sakubai. And when she narrated them this whole story, it dawned on them that this ordinary girl that they were thinking as their slave is actually such a great devotee, such a great Vaishnavi, that Lord Vitthal himself came and endured so much for 2 weeks for her sake. They immediately fell at her lotus feet, started crying. Oh, Sakubai, please forgive us. Please forgive us. You are so dear to Lord Vitthal. You are so dear to Krishna and we have offended you. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. What prayaschitta can we do? At that time, Sakubai instructs them on the path of pure devotional service. The same instructions in devotional service that Sakubai had received from Srimati Rukmini Devi in Pandharpur. Rukmini Devi gave her some instructions on the path of pure devotional service. Those same instructions, taking the role of a guru, she gave those instructions to her in-laws and to her husband. Just few minutes before this class, my dear friends, I had the fortune of being on the Zoom call with His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And interestingly, Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was telling, he was giving a class before all the disciples and well-wishers, they offer their offerings to Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He was giving a lecture and in that lecture he was saying, according to Varnashram, the husband is the guru of the wife. But if the husband is not a devotee and the wife is a devotee, then it is the duty of the wife to instruct the husband on the path of pure devotional service. And in this way, become the guru to the husband. Just now he said, an hour ago. So Sakubai did that. She instructed her husband and her in-laws on the path of pure devotional service. And they accepted her as their Shiksha Guru. and they surrendered to her and they followed her instructions. And both the in-laws and the husband, they became pure devotees of Krishna, just like Sakhubai. And all this was possible because Sakhubai was such a sincere devotee and she had Krishna Darshana Lalasa, which we have to cultivate. Sripad Vallabhacharya also is teaching us this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Prabhu, such a beautiful class. Thank you so much for narrating the beautiful story of Sakhubai. It was very, very inspiring. Thank you for your wonderful association on the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Rasini Mataji. I'm so happy to hear your voice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. My pronouns Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, this is Hari Parshad Das. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a wonderful class. It's beautiful, Prabhuji. Vallabhacharya, all his contributions, and the story of Sakhubai. It really, Prabhu, although I'm in Maharashtra, you made me feel more closer to Maharashtra from Atlanta.
Hare Krishna, Hari Parshad. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your kind words. And thank you for your time. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajas. Thank you, Prabhu, for the beautiful class. I do have two questions with your permission. Can I ask?
Yes, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Hare Krishna. Yes,
Prabhu, first question, in the starting of the class, you mentioned about the mantra, which is one of the bona fide mantra of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. So, but, you know, I came across that Prabhupada never liked it because he said that you should always say Hare Krishna mantra, not, you know, some modified version of it. So if it's a bona fide, then why it is restricted? And my second question is regarding the pastime, the story that you narrated of Sakhubai, which was so enlightening. My question is that what Sukriti, you know, Sakhubai's parents did, husband and, you know, in-laws did, that they got to being served by Vitthal himself. Because getting the taste of Vitthal's own prasadam, and, you know, as you said, that he was massaging, you know, Sakhubai's husband's feet. So what Sukriti they did that they get to being served by Krishna himself? Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, regarding the first point, regarding the mantra, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. I have heard that the Nimbarki sadhus, they chant this mantra. And I don't know exactly the context in which Srila Prabhupada said what you said. But for our sampradaya, it is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Srila Prabhupada, therefore, even many times Prabhupada would greet also. In Vrindavan, there is a different way of greeting, but Prabhupada preferred to say Hare Krishna. That story is also there. So because our mantra is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Srila Prabhupada had strong faith in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So for us, it is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. But there are the Nimbarki sadhus who have heard they chant this mantra. And in our sampradaya, I have heard from our Gurugan that generally we, in our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the name of Srimati Radharani is, Hare is Radharani, because her name is Hara. And in the vocative, when we call out to her, it is Hare. So in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare is Radharani, it is Radhe. But it is in a, not in an obvious way, it is in a hidden form, in a discreet form. And that is the mood of Vrindavan. I have heard from our Gurugan that the mood in Vrindavan is not to openly say the name of Radharani, because then the meeting between Radha and Krishna, the secret meetings between Radha and Krishna will be disturbed if openly the name is proclaimed. So this is a secret name of Srimati Radharani, Hare. And that is what we prefer in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So maybe that's why instead of Radhe Krishna, Prabhupada prefers Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But I have not heard that it is not a bona fide, Hare Radhe Krishna is not a bona fide mantra. That I have never heard. Maybe you can share exactly what Srila Prabhupada said in the context. But as far as my understanding goes, it's a bona fide mantra. The Nimbarki sadhus chant it. And for us, it is Hare Krishna. So that's why. Regarding the second point that you raised, Kirtada Sundari Mataji, it is mentioned in Garga Samhita that when Krishna and Balram, they both had such a vigorous fight with Dhenukasur. The fight is described in great detail in Garga Samhita, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna and Balram both fought with Dhenukasur. Sometimes Krishna, sometimes Balram, but Krishna did not kill Dhenukasur because of his connection with Bali Maharaj, because of his connection with Prahlad Maharaj through Bali Maharaj. So Krishna did not kill, but Balram killed Dhenukasur. But then Garga Samhita mentions that Krishna was so pleased with the tough fight that Dhenukasur gave. It is described in Garga Samhita that Krishna picked up Govardhan and threw Govardhan mountain at Dhenukasur. And Dhenukasur was able to catch it and throw it back at Krishna. Then Krishna caught it and again put it back in the right place. So such was the power of Dhenukasur. And because he gave such a tough fight, Viryaras, he allowed Krishna to taste, Krishna and Balaram to taste the rasa of fighting so nicely, Krishna was very pleased with Dhenukasur. So Krishna gave Dhenukasur like Putana, not just liberation, but made him eternal associate in Vaikuntha. So that great benediction was given to Dhenukasur simply because he gave a nice fight to Krishna and Krishna enjoyed fighting with Dhenukasur. So here also we see that Sakhubai's family, in a way, they were used as instruments to show the greatness of Sakhubai, to show the caliber of Sakhubai's fixed devotion. And Krishna was pleased. And because of their connection with Sakhubai, although they were inimical to her, just because of their connection, they were blessed. Just like Ravan was blessed because of his connection to Vibhishan. Hiranyakashipu was blessed because of his connection to Prahlad. Even though they were inimical, they were not friendly. Hiranyakashipu was not friendly towards Prahlad. But simply because Prahlad was such a great devotee, simply because Sakhubai was such a great devotee, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. Very quickly, they also became Dharmatmas. They also became purified. So this is my understanding, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Is that okay? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, but still, I'm thinking that they're Sukriti, maybe just because they are in the association of a pure devotee like Sakhubai. So as Krishna says that they are, like Krishna is more pleased from the devotees of the devotees, rather direct devotees. But still, yeah. They were not even devotee to Sakhubai, they were torturing.
Yeah, just like Hiranyakashipu. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Yes. Yeah, actually, I remember hearing, I'm not able to remember from whom I heard this. Maybe it was Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, but I'm not sure. Somebody asked a similar question that how Jagai Madai became pure devotees. I mean, they had done every crime in the crime book. Murder, arson, you name it. You cannot even say all the crimes openly. But everything, all the sins they had performed, how they became pure devotees. And that devotee whose lecture I was hearing, I'm not able to remember who, he said, we should not think why they suddenly became pure devotees. We should think, wow, they suddenly became pure devotees. He said, this is how the devotees think that, not why, but wow, such is the mercy of Krishna. Even they became pure devotees.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. That's all the mercy of Nitai, our dear Nitai, so merciful. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare.
Now Namaste. I request to P. Doshi, Prabhu or Mataji. You have raised your hand.
Sorry, yes, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. This is Parima. I've been attending your classes every Saturday from the Bensalem Bhakti group. I had a question. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranams. I had a question, like how you said that Sakubai gets, she gets very much attached to Vithala and his pastimes and everything. There are also many stories I've read actually about the Banke Bihari temple and even with Radharaman deities. That's, you know, these people, ordinary devotees, they go there, they see the deities and they get so much attached and they get so much of bhakti. How does this even happen? And I mean, I always feel that. And how it makes me a little bit more desperate. And why is it that they get, and you know, it makes me feel, when will we get to that point that we get so much attached? They are not that they are even initiated, not that they are, you know, doing, you know, any japa or anything, but it is their natural attachment and the natural attraction. How does that happen? I mean, if there is any explanation.
Hare Krishna. Rupa Goswami says that the only price we have to pay is lavalyam. We should have greed to get, that is the only price we have to pay. Lavalyam, we have to have intense greed to get Krishna prema. And if we have that sincerity, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there to give it to us. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving us Krishna prema. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Badivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj used to sing this. It is, I think, by Prabodhananda Saraswati from Chaitanya Chandramrit. Very beautiful verse. Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here to give us Krishna Prema. Nityananda Prabhu is the distributor. They are distributing Krishna Prema. So we just have to have, our acharyas, our shastra explains that we just have to have that greed and that sincerity. If we have it, then Mahaprabhu will give us. There is a very beautiful short story that I would like to share, which is very dear to my heart. It is in Prabhupada Memories, the video series. One Prabhupada disciple was saying that he was a relatively new bhakta in one of the temples while Srila Prabhupada was visiting. And this was in the late 1970s and Prabhupada's health was not good. And he was a new devotee, just initiated. He was just one of the bhaktas in the temple. And Prabhupada was leaving. And he knew that I will never get to see Prabhupada again. He had that feeling, I will never get to see my spiritual master again. And he had never spoken to Prabhupada directly. So here is the last day. Prabhupada is leaving that temple, leaving that city. Prabhupada is about to get into the car. And there are hundreds of devotees dancing and chanting, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And he's just one bhakta in the background. But he really had one question that he wanted to ask Prabhupada. And he knew this was his last chance. And he was praying, Prabhupada, I want to ask you, but how is it possible you're about to leave? And suddenly there was so much crowd and somehow he just found himself right in front of Prabhupada. At the front of the crowd, and he offered obeisances, and Prabhupada's one foot was in the car and he was holding the top of the car and he was about to get inside, and here is this bhakta at the feet of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is looking at him and he gets up. He says, Prabhupada, I have a question, can I please ask you? Prabhupada said, yes. And he just quickly blurted out the question. He said, Prabhupada, how can I get Krishna prema? How can I make spiritual advancement? Please tell me. Prabhupada looked at him right in the eyes, and this devotee said, I felt as if Prabhupada is looking straight at my soul. And Prabhupada said one word. He said, desire. And then Prabhupada sat in the car, the devotee slammed the car door shut, and Prabhupada drove off. Only one word Prabhupada spoke to him, desire. And the devotee said, it took me some time to really grasp the purport of that word. Desire. He said, but that is so profound, such a profound answer, that all we have to do is have a sincere desire to make spiritual advancement. And if we are sincere in our sadhana, we are sincere in our motives, we don't have ulterior motives, then Krishna will facilitate. He will put us in connection with the right devotees who will facilitate our spiritual advancement, And from within, Krishna will guide us. All we have to do is just be sincere. Just have a sincere desire. Then everything is possible. Is that okay, Mataji? Parimal Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. But the thing is, how should we keep fanning that desire? Because the desire is such that sometimes it's intense, then again it becomes dim. Just a question. I'm sorry if I'm, you know.
Really. Yes. Yes. To become steady in our bhakti, we need to associate with devotees. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastaka hai, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hai. Everything can be achieved by sadhu sanga. If we associate with sincere devotees, devotees who have that fire, then our fire will be maintained. So we have to regularly associate with devotees. We should regularly hear about the activities of devotees. Like Sakhubai, we heard today. By hearing about these devotees, we get so much inspiration. So even our contemporary friends, we should associate with Sarjatiya friends, like-minded devotees, devotees who share that laulyam, who share that transcendental greed, who share that desire, that fire of devotional service. If we associate with them, we serve them, then our fire of bhakti will also keep burning strong. So association with devotees, Mataji, is very, very, very important. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Dandvat Pranam. It was very inspiring, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Dandvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Adhikadara Prabhu, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Yes, Prabhuji, I agree with you. I am working as a assistant, take only 2 minutes, assistant taking care of senior citizen. I am so lucky, Prabhuji, that I get such a strong association of Bhakti Sangha, Prabhuji. That time I am, be honest, Prabhuji, cooking prasad for 100 Vaishnava, it is easy 4-5 hours. But not sincere to read Sisi Bhagavatam. Sincerely started reading because of the Bhakti Sangha group. So association of Vaishnava is very important in our life. Yes, Prabhuji, this story of today's story is touched to heart, Prabhuji, that not only in that Satyuga, but Kaliyuga, are so many Vaishnavis are there that they are not qualified to enter in the Gopinath temple because Maharaj is American. And people are going going movie and outside other things, but we have to speak lie because we have to go temple. Shri Radha Gopinath take darshan. And they are not allowed to go temple. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath, going, we worship Vallabhacharya Panth, so going Srila Radha Madan Mohan Darshan every day, morning not possible. So Sahana Darshan, that time Kishori is doing Kirtan, and by the Kartal of the voice, I will go that place next to Haveli. It's a temple, but we call Haveri in Vallabhacharya Panth. And by her strong association, I just request to my papa, father-in-law, that if you're not allowed to go temple, can she come over home and do a Shishi Bhagavad Gita class? And he allowed. My father-in-law is so merciful, he allowed. And then after every festival is, we celebrate in the home, children's program at the home. So not in Kaliyuga, but in not in Satyuga, but in Kaliyuga also, Vaishnavi has to pass so much hard time. The husband is beating, the family member is not getting association, but somehow we get the association of song, Vaishnava and Vaishnavi and Vasila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Mercy. We attend all the programs in Shri Radha Rashbihari because there is a Govinda school. So all the programs celebrate in there. So Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, pray for all Vaishnavi that they get strong association of Vaishnava and mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath. And next year allowed to enter in Shitam Vrindavan Dham, walking parikrama, Hari Hari Gauranga, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhu. Before we move ahead, Prabhu, I just want to ask you about your schedule because we have 4 raised hands. So would you be able to answer all questions?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Lalitangi Mataji, you can go ahead, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. So nice narration. I remember seeing this movie, Shanta Chakubai, when I was around, I think, 9-10 years old. We were all for summer holidays. I went to my auntie's house, and my auntie has three daughters, and all of us were sitting together. It was an old Doordarshan, black and white movie. And it so captivated me that, you know, this thing of Shanta Chakubai just stayed, and I, you know, all of us were crying at the end. But it was, I mean, I could feel the same effect now. I mean, the way you narrate, Prabhuji, it's better than that experience of seeing a movie. So touching, and you definitely took us to her time and to that place. And I wish that, you know, some way if you could be able to direct a movie, if you're narrating and it is so nice, and if you're really directing a movie, and we could all see this Janabai, Shakubai, Bhakta Prahlad, all those movies which are vanished now. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Just wanted to share this heart-whelming experience today. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Ruhi Mataji, you can go ahead, please. Next.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad
Prabhupada.
Prabhuji, the lecture was really nice, and I would love to hear it again. So I just want to know, will it be on YouTube?
Will the lecture be on YouTube?
Yeah, so like I can like maybe see it again. So will it be?
Yes, yes. I will share the link with you better.
Okay. And Prabhuji, I just have one more question. It's just out of curiosity. I just want to know, in what timeline was she alive? Like
I don't know the exact timeline, Ruhi, but I think it was three and a half centuries ago. That's my guess. But I don't know the exact time. I think it was after Tukaram Maharaj. Tukaram Maharaj preceded Sakhubai, is my understanding. But if anyone knows the exact time, please, you can tell it. Okay. It was few centuries ago, beta.
Thank
Hare
you.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Kasturi Manjari Mataji, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such enlivening and inspiring class, especially this point that about that Krishna Darshan Lalasa, and then your answer to Mataji's question that it will happen with the association of devotees. I was just thinking about Narad Muni, that when he saw Krishna, like the Lord, once when he was meditating and then he couldn't see, and then he had that, and then he was just hankering and hankering and hankering, and then he heard the voice that in this lifetime you are not going to see, and then Krishna says to him that it's just you had that darshan just to have that hankering for the Lord. So I just really, really wish, Prabhu, that in my heart I get that hankering. And this is really inspiring, Prabhu. I want to really cultivate that. And also, Prabhu, when you were speaking about Hare Krishna Mahamantra in answer to Kritida Sundari Mataji's answer, I was remembering that like Hare is the vocative of Hara, right? The Hare is the vocative of Hara, and Hare is we in the mantra is for Radharani. So, but in I think in first canto, third chapter, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada writes something that Hara is also used towards Lord Shiva. I think it was towards the end of third chapter in first canto. So I always wonder that how it is that Hara, because it represents Radharani, how it is that it is also used for Lord Shiva.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. So in the Mahamantra, Hare also refers to Lord Krishna. Like in Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind, we say, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So Hare is also the vocative for Hari. So in the Mahamantra, Hare can mean Lord Hari, and Hare can also mean Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada gives us a very sweet meaning that it is Radharani. as a Rupanuga Acharya, he gives us the meaning that it is Radharani for us. So Hare Krishna is Radharani. So yes, Lord Shiva also has that name. But in the Mahamantra, it does not refer to Lord Shiva. It refers to Srimati Radharani for us. And actually, the fact is that Radha and Krishna, they give their names to the devatas and the devis. They gift their own names to the devatas and devi. So for example, Indra to Purandar, so that he's also called Indra. So actually all these names, they are names of Krishna, but he lends them to the devatas. One of the names of Lord Shiva is Ishwar, but Ishwar is actually name of Krishna, but he gives it to Lord Shiva. Shiva is also name of Krishna, who is all auspicious, but again he gives that name to Lord Shiva. And if you see, if you read Gopal Sahasranam or if you read Radha Sahasranam Stotra, then in that we will see that Parvati is a name of Radharani, Girija is a name of Radharani. So all these are names of Radha and Krishna, but they are out of their mercy, they give them to demigods who are their devotees. So like that. Is that helpful, Kasturi Manjari Mataji?
Yeah. Yes, Prabhu, and also actually this question was asked and I had no answer for that, so I thought I'll ask you now because it just came up, the topic. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your wonderful association, and I wish I can really take the messages deep and apply them and really take hanker for that association as well, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Kasturi Manjari Mataji, for all your association. So, Flavor Mataji, please, you can go ahead. And then we have one last question by Sita Priti Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Adi Prabhuji. I'm Dhamma Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and the assembly of devotees and Guru Maharaj. I am so grateful for all of your lectures and you know, as soon as you said the word for the second story about Srila Prabhupada, past example, the desire, it just, you know, hit my heart very sincerely, because every time I need something, even though, you know, I'm very new and I don't know a lot of devotees, so my association is through just the few that I know. But Krishna hears me, because I had so many questions, and you telling me a few weeks ago, if you send me this lecture, would you listen? And I listened, and every day or every other day, I'm turning it back on to listen to more points and more points, even after I finished it, because you knew, you allowed Krishna to enter your heart and tell me what I needed. You are such a great mentor, and your storytelling, if you know, it's like I'm hearing Lord Jagannath or Lord Krishna speaking through you. And this is not just to give you praise and glory. It's so sincere and so true. I feel it so deeply. And I'm just grateful that you are one of my mentors and that you feed me spiritual knowledge. And I'm just, because I want to learn so much. And all of the devotees today on the class, Adi Prabhu gifted me with this wonderful set of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I was able to join now a Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we're going to read this Srimad Bhagavatam in 1 year. And so now I have accountability, and I'm reading and I'm actually sharing with my family who are not participating you know, individually in Krishna consciousness, but they support me, so they're learning, and I bow at your lotus feet, and I'm just so grateful, and please continue to guide me and share with me what you feel that I need. I don't have to like what you're saying, but I have to appreciate it and then learn to love it, and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Flavir Mataji. Thank you so much for your kind words. I think you were talking about that lecture about Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj.
Yes,
that is one of thank you, Flavor Mataji, for very kind words. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. So we have one last question now. Sita Preeti Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to your service. You are really blessed with such a nice storytelling and narration skill that you just brought back that picture, as Lalitangi Mataji said, that we really in a childhood used to see those movies on Doordarshan. And our Varkari Sampradaya is so blessed with so many wonderful stories. And I remember in the Govinda class or in the Friday class, I told the story about all these Varkari Sampradaya, like one stories I'm trying to introduce to them. And like how Tukaram Maharaj got the mantra in his dream. So like one way or the other, just trying to tell them about all the sampradaya also. And you won't believe, but last 18 December, the class which was there, the topic was also illusion and like how Lord fulfills the desire. And I was going to tell the story, but I'm so happy that I didn't tell it, because the way you have narrated it, I would have finished it up in a couple of minutes. And the way you have narrated it, like it is really like amazing how beautifully you narrated it. And as like all Mataji said, that bhava of which Sakubai was, that I don't know how that bhava will come, or because you know, like for us, like for today example, like I was just sitting down and reading something, but then in the back of the mind I had that, okay, I had to cook, like I have this thing to do, like something or the other just comes in our mind. And then you have to finish it up, or like in proper material terms, wind it up, you know, like, and on the other hand, you want to sit and do more things in front of the Lord, but still you get so much stuck up with this material, like things which you are doing. I don't know how to, like, always there is that, yes, there is a balance, but I can never find that balance. And sometimes it hurts, but then at the same time, the material duties are also so important. I don't know, but your class really makes us feel that we have to do more. At least I have to do more. And these are the like inspirations which we can take from. Thank you, Prabhu, for such a beautiful, beautiful class. And we'll post this in our Govinda group also, so that kids can listen to this. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your services, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sita Preeti Mataji. Thank you for your very kind words of encouragement. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Shyama Gauri Mataji, go ahead.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, August Srila Prabhupada. Beautiful, beautiful narration, Prabhuji. You reminded me my childhood. I have heard this story so many times, but you know, that was so long time, and you know, I was missing the things, like, you know, hearing the stories, like, you know, it's called Kirtan. Kirtan means it's an actual lecture. You remember that we used to do in Maharashtra?
Kirtan.
Yeah, it's used to come in TV also at 6 o'clock in the evening, and they sing bhajan at the beginning and they sing the bhajan at the end, and in the middle they tell the stories. So that one I was missing so much, and they tell the story just like you said. So amazing. And of course, Santa Sakubai is at such a high position. And you, that's very true. As you said, we go more in Krishna consciousness, more the test we have to do. But the real question is how we are going to pass that test. Really need a lot of strength and, you know, a lot of faith in Krishna. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shama Gauri Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association. I don't know, one last hand is raised. I don't know about your time, Prabhu. Would you like to address one last question?
Okay, Mataji. Take this last
Shama
question.
Priya. Shama Priya Devi Mataji, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for the wonderful association and thank you for the story. Prabhuji, always we get like there's a moral from the story, right? So in this story, the Shahubai, she went through so many like bahut sari taklif she went through. So like in our real life, if we have a situation like that, you know, like sasu or you know father-in-law, mother-in-law, yeah, husband or anybody would like tell us that don't do this Krishna bhakti or don't do this. So in practical life, like usne bahut sahan kiya, but for me, like if I would not be able to do this much, so how do we come to that level? Like Sakubai, she did so much, so how can we, like if somebody tells us something, we get very emotion, we get very frustrated, we get angry, so how to overcome all this, Prabhuji, if you can please explain a little bit.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, our acharyas explain that Krishna puts us through tests in life according to our capacity. Like we will never be tested to the degree Srimati Draupadi Devi was tested. We will not be tested to the degree that Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was tested. We will not be tested to the degree Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi was tested. We will not be tested to the degree that Gajendra was tested. For many, many years being in the sharp grip of a crocodile, gnawing at his flesh and blood, we will not be tested like that. So Krishna puts us through tests that we can pass. We may feel that this test is too difficult. I cannot pass it. We may feel like that. But we have to take shelter of sincere sadhana. We have to take shelter of the sincere devotees who are around us. And we have to take shelter of Guru and Gauranga. We have to make our effort sincerely to pass the test. But ultimately, it is Krishna's anukampa. It is Krishna's mercy that helps us pass. Once I heard from Govind Prabhu, who is one of the senior brahmacharis in our movement, Govind Prabhu was saying that in spiritual life, it is 99% our effort and 1% Krishna's mercy. 1% is Krishna's mercy. But Govind Prabhu said that 1% of Krishna's mercy is more powerful than the 99% of our effort. This is spiritual mathematics. But to attract that 1% Krishna's mercy, we have to be sincere. And we have to be in the association of devotees. So please continue with your sincerity. And I pray to Guru and Gauranga that they give all blessings to you, so that you are able to pass this test. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Hare Bo.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Shama Priya Mataji. So, Kamadiki Mataji, please, you can take over and end the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have a little question. No, it's not a question, but when I'm in Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, we visited the temple, which is a Hari Hara temple. The Hari is Krishna and Hara is Mahadev. So the worshipper's name is Hara, it's not Hari or Hara. So that's what I was thinking about. Is it right?
Hari. Yes, yes. Hari, Hara and Hara. Radharani is Hara.
Radharani is Hara, yes.
Hara is Lord Shiva and Hari is Lord Krishna.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Kamadaji.
Very, very nice. Wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very nice story about Sakubai. Thank you. Please give us more questions like this. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. Especially, I am also very grateful to you that I got to do little seva like this to introduce you. And we look forward to your association again in future. And we can, if you desire, we can call end to this call now.
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. थैंक यू कौमुदकी माताजी, थैंक यू कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माताजी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू ऑल ऑफ यू. हरे कृष्ण
प्रभुपाद की जय. हरे कृष्ण राधे कृष्ण प्रभु की जय.
अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय. नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.